one of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
And sitting with me again this morning, Boardroom 101, it is Hixonia Nyasulu. Thank you so much. It's so lovely to see you again, Hixonia.
Thank you, Kerry.
So the last time I spoke to you, we chatted about changes at the workplace, and you actually mentioned something that sparked another question. You mentioned just how, you know, the technical or the social media, the changes that are happening online, some people just can't handle and they walk away.
Right.
The world is and will always be evolving.
Absolutely.
And you might be on top of it now, but there may be a time when that trend in your line of work is just seeming to be running away from you. How do you keep ahead of those trends? How do you stay not with, but ahead of or on top of?
Absolutely important question, and thank you for asking it. As you have said it so eloquently, things change all the time, and what used to be cutting edge 5 years ago, now it happens even quicker. You know, we used to say 10 years ago, now 2 years ago is the norm. And so things are moving so much faster. But the most valuable employees are the ones who are able to bring new things and new thoughts to the company, even when the company hadn't hit.
But how do I become that person?
You become that person by reading and reading and reading. You're reading your business newspapers. You're reading your industry or sector journals, for instance, about what is happening in your particular industry. So if you're an accountant, what is happening in the world of accounting? If you're an HR practitioner, what is happening in the world of human resources, and how is it evolving? If you're in manufacturing, what is new in manufacturing? And what is making manufacturing easier, faster, more profitable for other companies? And the trick is really to be ahead in terms of ahead of your company, certainly, in terms of understanding what best practice is now in the world.
Hixonia, let's say, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but let's say I am in manufacturing.
Right.
And I'm online, and I'm even going onto Instagram, and I'm looking up the hashtag manufacturing companies, and I'm finding amazing things that are happening overseas.
Right.
Now, I think that this would be an excellent next step for us in South Africa.
Right.
What is the difference between me bringing a new idea like that versus stealing someone else's idea?
Well, there are things that are intellectual property, so, you know, that you cannot take, but there are things that are generic to a sector and to an industry that are in the public domain. So you might see an idea in manufacturing, for instance, that has copyright, but all copyright means is you cannot use that without buying the rights or paying for the rights. Copyright doesn't mean you cannot use it.
Okay.
It just means someone has the rights to it, but in order for you to borrow or to use it, you're going to have to pay them.
Okay, it's like a rental fee.
Yeah, they thought the thoughts, and they had the ideas, and they patented, and they tested and researched and did all that. So you're going to pay them for their effort. So it doesn't mean you cannot use it. But there are other ideas that are just generic. And so when you hear, and I'll give you an example now, but when you hear that the world of manufacturing is moving in a different direction, this is the new type of machine that people are using.
Okay.
Whereas you're still stuck with using an old machinery that maybe was taking 7 steps in the process, and there's now a new machine in the market that can manufacture the same thing but use 2 steps and 2 processes instead of the 5. Clearly, the person who's patented that wants you to buy it. You know, they want you to use their machine.
And it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. You use it. But it's also ideas of how things are done. I, for instance, was very surprised when I discovered that a lot of people, a lot of HR practitioners hadn't even heard of something called Degreed.com. Now, this is something new in the, if you like, technological era that we live in, that HR practitioners are using to help people at work to develop their skills. Now, that's a reason you should read, you should Google, but also join communities of practice.
Hixonia, you are beyond amazing.
Thank you, Kerry.
It was such a pleasure to sit opposite you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I can't wait for the next episode.
It was such a pleasure chatting to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
For more information on Hicksonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.